Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I hope you all had a good Halloween. I found Halloween kind of interesting. Not a lot of trick-or-treaters. Not a lot of homes which were decorated. In fact, some of the homes that were kind of decorated but didn't have the bright LED lights, some kids skipped because they didn't think they could get candy there. You know, the ones that were truly decorated, not to kind of handle all Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween combined, but were truly decorated for Halloween, those houses attracted the kids. The other kids are like, you know what, I'm going to kind of stay away from any house that looks kind of dark. And it's a shame because I know some of our neighbors were there giving out candy. I stood outside and gave candy for a little bit because we have a dog that did surgery, had surgery, and she goes crazy, like all excited and gets all happy whenever the doorbell rings. So I didn't want anybody ringing the doorbell. So I stood outside, leaned against the truck, hill, giving out candy. Some stranger out there going, hi, I have a bowl of candy. I'll give you candy. So I gave out some candy. But then we went to a neighborhood that had this big block party. I got to run into Golden Knight coach Bruce Cassidy. Nice guy. Butch. He was there, which was nice. And there, it was amazing what this one neighborhood, what they did is everybody kind of sponsored in this one street or two streets, either a taco truck, a pizza truck, candy, churros, or they'd have a band or a DJ. And it was a party. And so kids got to hang out. They got to have candy. They got to go and trick-or-treat, and it was kind of nice. And I like the safety of that. Remember we told you some parents were going to be a little nervous about fatalities and about, because it's the highest number of pediatric fatalities in one day happens Halloween night. So if you're marking off the street, blocking it off, they didn't really block it off, but you had to because there were so many people. When you block off a street, you're not going to have cars. And these kids have like a little safe zone to run around in. You also worry less about kidnapping if everybody in the neighborhood knows each other and they're all in that little block party. The kids get to hang out with other kids. They get to have a little party. It's at night. They get to run around the street with no cars. And it seems to be a little safer. So I found that to be pretty, pretty cool. It was the second year in a row I went. Apparently they've been doing it for a while. Last year I went to another neighborhood where they did that as well, where the whole street, where all the houses on the street would do some really, really cool stuff. Big candy bars, give out, you know, hundreds of dollars worth of candy. It was really, really nice. But I found this story interesting. If you were going to buy a house and you knew it was haunted, would you still buy the house? 70% of respondents in the Zillow survey said, hell yeah. 4 in 10 buyers would be convinced, could be convinced to buy a house if it was haunted, but had the right features. 30% of buyers said they were more likely to purchase a home because it was haunted. Among successful buyers, 12% felt their home was haunted. Is that crazy? My home is a new home, so I don't think it'd be haunted. I've lived in places that other people have lived. Possibly died. I never have felt a haunted house. I believe in it, though. I do believe that after we leave this earth and we are with God and we're up in heaven, it's a dimension, and there's a whole world going on in that dimension, and sometimes some people might be able to pick up on that. Do I think somebody who hates you decides to haunt you for life? No. I don't think God lets that happen because you have work to do. Remember, the whole purpose of life right now is it's a job interview. God sees what you're good at, and then what your worth is, and then he puts you wherever he thinks he needs you. Shipping and receiving, marketing, communications, whatever. So you got stuff to do up there. Can't just kick back and collect unemployment. God has a purpose for you. So that's how I look at it. So when people say, oh, I think the house is haunted, are they fathoming in their minds? They can. From a medical standpoint, if you really believe in something, you could start to believe in it. If you really think you have a family member who talks to you in your sleep, you might dream about them talking to you. You might think you hear their voice. There's also schizophrenia where you actually hear voices and see things. Some people have questioned, do people with schizophrenia really have mental illness or do they have the ability to pick up on these other dimensions? I don't know because I've taken care of schizophrenic patients, patients with schizophrenia that do really have a lot of challenges. But if people are actually more excited about a house because it's haunted, that's amazing. See, I saw Poltergeist in the 80s. I wouldn't want a house like that. No way. More than two-thirds of prospective buyers said they could be convinced to buy a haunted house if it had the right location, features, affordability. So let's say you finally find a house. And I think it's because when somebody wants something, they're not going to be turned away. They're not going to be wishy-washy. If somebody's trying to talk you out of it because they think they'll get more money or a better cut in their commission, tell you, I think it's haunted. I doubt a realtor is going to tell you they think it's haunted. But according to the Zillow survey, people don't care. 70% are like, I'm fine with it. 40% say they could be convinced if there's a pool and a big backyard or a two-car garage. One-third of buyers say, you can convince me as long as I like the location. So it's fascinating to see this coming out of Zillow. It's an interesting study. I'm reading the press release on that on PR Newswire. But, Zillow analysis found that most states don't require sellers to disclose paranormal activity in a home they're selling. Can you imagine a state passing a law saying you need to disclose to people paranormal activity? I think the average person's going to lie so they can sell their home. And how do you prove that in court? 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So one thing that has gotten a little quiet, and I don't want to wake up the sleeping giant, but some articles are surfacing and some news are surfacing, is this idea of universal free child care. And should the taxpayer pay for child care? I think the taxpayer has already paid enough. But as a working mom of two kids, it was expensive. Daycare, to know that, you know, a good part of my week was going to pay for daycare, it did make me think, should I maybe consider staying home with them? Problem is, I had to run the office. I had so much work to do. Even when I wasn't making money working, I just had to be away from the kids to get that stuff done. If staff wasn't going through the referrals or the labs or the... And, you know, thank God I worked with my husband. We had daycare that our kids could go to. And it's a struggle. Do I expect anybody else to pay for it? No. I don't. I don't think it should be on the taxpayer. But the truth of the matter is we have a lot of people struggling. And we're being told the child care costs are up 32% since 2019, costing some parents $8,000 a year. I think it's even higher than that. I think I was paying that in early 2000 prices. And so child care costs rising 30% in 3 years is kind of along the lines of what we're seeing in restaurants, what we're seeing in houses, what we're seeing, yeah. Because remember, if you have an employee, that employee can't work remote. You need employees on deck. And when the employees know that their friends get to work from home and they can't, it's a little harder to get them to continue to show up and take a on-site job. Now, I love working with kids. To me, I think it would be a lot of fun, but it would be a lot of work. You can't be on your phone. You can't be, talking to friends. And you might talk to coworkers while you're doing activities with kids, but you need to always be on. It's not an easy job. So to attract people to work in childcare, they've had to pay them more. So if employees are going to cost more, it's going to get trickled down and translated to the customer paying more. Tampa, Atlanta, Orlando, Dallas, Seattle, childcare costs are rising the fastest. Those living in San Francisco, Seattle, Boston might be paying close to double the national average. There's a study that comes as moms are taking to social media to complain the costs. Paige Turner said she spent $60,000 on daycare fees last year in Middlesex County, Massachusetts. Even Elon Musk has talked about it. He said that having kids was all but a financial penalty for would-be parents and that humanity was doomed if birth rates fall. The average household spends more than $700 a month on child care across the country. The largest increase was for those making $100,000 to $250,000 a year. Families making child care payments have spent at a lower pace than the rest of households since May. But still, people are dipping into their savings. Now, one good thing about child care is eventually that kid becomes kindergarten age, and then kindergarten's free. But when you're taking care of an older individual, we've been talking about how sometimes older individuals, you might be paying for adult care for 20 years. We're losing our savings. So what are some options? Well, in the olden days, people always ask, look at our 2023 problems. How did parents who had 11 kids do it in the past? Well, for me, what happened in the past would have worked for me because I like to work. And so in the past, mom stayed home. Okay, a lot of us moms don't like that. And a lot of us moms can't afford to do that. Things are so gosh darn expensive, you actually need two incomes now. So child care became an issue because moms had to work too. Some dads took the role of, well, I'll be home. And I'll hang with them. But I think you really need a hybrid. Not in terms of hybrid working, but hybrid of, although I do like that idea as well too. But I think kids shouldn't be home all day. I mean, as a baby, they follow mom and they come with mom. I had the baby at the office. I had somebody help watch the baby at the office. I had my husband watch. Baby went to sleep. So we were there all the time. One of us was. And so, we made it work when they were infants. But the average two-year-old doesn't want to be stuck at home all day. They want to learn. And one thing I like about some of these child cares is they allow these kids to interact with other kids, boost their immunity, because they're not just around mommy germs. They get to kind of be around some other things, although we don't want them getting sick. It does help boost their immunity when they're among other kids. And then they actually learn things. And so I'm kind of mixed with the kids being at home for 5 years. Now, what a lot of parents do is mommy and me groups, or these groups where these kids get to be with other kids, other moms, because it's important for that interaction. And a lot of parents also feel they need that too. They can't be home all the time with the kids. But a lot of us need our job. We need to maintain our career. Leaving our career to raise our kids, what happens if our husband leaves us? And that was one of the other drives for women working. Nobody talks about that. But it happened in my family, and I'm not here to blame men. You know, women leave husbands too. But the thinking of, I'm going to be young and beautiful, give kids to my husband, he will then take care of me the rest of my life, so no big deal if I drop out of school and I don't have my own career. Women learned really fast that they need to be independent. And when my mom and her child were abandoned before she met my dad, my mom had to work, figure out daycare. And, you know, she had a career. She had to have a career. I mean, she never was able to get a college degree, but she was able to work in the legal field and support her family until she could get married, and she still continued to work off and on. So when people say, well, that's the problem with daycare, we don't have women at home anymore with the kids, can you blame them? If they're going to get dumped when they're middle age, what do they do? They have to be able to take care of themselves. You can't just rely on alimony. And people want to be fulfilled. So, in the olden days also, you had families, big families, that all lived near each other. So grandma, grandpa, aunts, uncles, somebody could always take care of the kids. We don't have that. The average family is separated across the country and across the globe. My brothers aren't in state. My sisters aren't in state. Just me. So one thing you can do is you could get some friends together, where if you do have a flexible work schedule where you only have to come in 4 days a week, let's say you handle the kids on Monday. Everybody is over at my house. These are the arts and crafts. This is what I'll teach them, kind of like what we're doing now with homeschool. And then I go to work Tuesday through Friday, but Jill, you handle Tuesday. Bob, you handle Wednesday. And you guys alternate. And then you have a backup plan. This way, the kids have somebody watching them, all trained in CPR. Make sure the parent watching them follows any sort of guidelines the state needs. But you can have babysitting in groups. And there are certain things you could do. But it's not feasible or practical right now with the way the costs are. And what's going to stink is there's going to be a push for taxpayers to pay for child care programs. Apparently, the federal government spent $24 billion on the child care stabilization program. Now, 70,000 child care programs are at risk for closure because people can't spend what they're asking. So it is a problem. 1-877-DOT-SELLY, don't go away.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets.
tickets.
Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. Southern California gun shop owners say the conflict in Gaza is fueling a surge in gun purchases in the local Jewish community. They noted this is the first time there's been a significant spike in local Jews and Israeli Americans arming themselves. Israel has claimed responsibility for an airstrike that targeted a Hamas leader. According to the Gaza Interior Ministry, that strike hit a refugee camp. The White House finds House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to separate Israel funding from Ukraine aid deeply concerning. According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, the Republican bill does not align with America's national security interests. This week, legal challenges aimed at preventing former President Trump from appearing on the 2024 presidential ballot in two states will be addressed in court. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia A and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there has been some discussion. I have seen online a lot of back and forth in terms of Matt Perry and his death. He played Chandler Bing on Friends and sadly died, I believe it was Sunday night when he was in his jacuzzi. Apologize, I had some trail mix. So, that's a trail mix in my teeth. And sadly, Matt Perry died. I'm assuming it's something cardiac in nature that could have been related to some of his past medical issues, you know, that you know, involves some substance use, and but we don't know, and the coroner does not think it's foul play, and we will be given the toxicology results and some information in the coming weeks. But already on Facebook and online, there's a lot of back and forth on whether the COVID vaccine attributed to his early and untimely death. Also in the news, I believe his name, he is Tyler Christopher, General Hospital actor, died at the age of 50. And we, you know, every time a star or actor dies, or somebody younger dies, debate always ensues on whether they were vaccinated, what was their COVID-19 vaccination status, how soon after their vaccine did they die. I don't mind the questions, to be honest. As a doctor in science, you have to ask questions. Do I think the COVID-19 vaccine caused Matt Perry's death? No, but can I say for sure? No. And I'll explain to you why the question keeps coming up. And, you know, when somebody dies, especially when they're a celebrity, you want to give them privacy. But Matt Perry was very open about his vaccine. I think he posted, could I be any more vaccinated? And he supported the COVID-19 vaccine, put it out there. It might have made people comfortable that, well, Chandler Bing from Friends got vaccinated, so I can too. But people keep asking if we're seeing these stars and these people who have been public, and I don't know if Tyler Christopher got COVID-19 vaccinated, I don't know. But when you have stars who are public about vaccination and then they die of a possibly heart-related cause, could it have been related to the vaccine? Now, when somebody brings that up, everybody jumps on them. They immediately jump on them, and they, you know, and as a physician, I'm going to tell you right now, we doctors talk about that all the time. You're not anti-vaccine. You're not going to go against the narrative. You're not going to lose your Democratic caucus card if you want to ask, are there any relationships? There was a study published by the American Heart Association looking at spike proteins post-COVID-19 vaccine. And they looked at the mechanism because they wanted to know why there was an uptick in myocarditis in men status post their second COVID-19 vaccine. So the spike proteins have been implicated in some cardiac issues. That's not debated. That's already now accepted science. Doesn't mean Matt Perry died from his COVID-19 vaccine. No. But when somebody wants to ask and go, gosh, you know, we're having a lot of people dying these days, I don't mind if people question if it could be what the underlying cause is. And the reason why the public is doing this is because one thing the public has learned is sometimes our instinct picks things up before science comes out with a campaign. So, for example, smoking. People were smoking left and right. Commercials were advocating it for weight loss, Virginia Slims. Smoking was what everybody did. Kept them skinny, kept them from eating extra food, kept them awake, kept them motivated. People ran on tobacco and nicotine. Well, some people are like, I don't think I like put this in my lungs. Yeah, but whether they smoked or not, it was up to them. Finally, 50s, 60s, 70s, you started to see more of a, guys, you need to stop smoking. Smoking's bad. But it took a while. And so the American public is thinking to themselves, what if the CDC 5 years from now, or 10 years from now, says, guys, we looked at all these middle-aged people and younger people dying, and there could be a small association. The American public doesn't want to wait for that. They want to know now. Why? Because in California, they may be mandating the COVID-19 vaccine for pediatric vaccinations. I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat, if you're a parent that's questioning and saying, look, how do we know it's safe? You have every right to do that. You're the kid's parent. Now, on the flip side, COVID-19 in and of itself could affect the heart. And And there are individuals who got COVID and whose hearts are not the same. But we've had multiple cases verified by the CDC that after vaccination, the myocarditis was linked to the vaccine. Canada even had suggested not using, I think, Moderna as a result. I think the AstraZeneca vaccine, there were issues with that as well, and America decided not to use it. So we know that it's you are not being illogical. You are not suffering from mental health illness by asking if a vaccination for COVID has possible side effects. I think you should. When you go to a doctor and you're about to get a medication or you're about to get a procedure, we give you informed consent. Now, you don't always have to sign a form for every medication, but if we're doing a procedure on you, we have to inform you what that procedure is, give you the risks and benefits, and then we have you sign something after you've asked all your questions and got all your questions answered. Same thing with the medication. Although we don't have you sign something, you're supposed to ask questions. We'd like you to try this medication for your diabetes. These are the pros. These are the cons. These are the risks. These are the benefits. Do you have any questions? Take the medication. Let's watch you. Even though the medication's FDA approved, even though the medication has a safety profile, we always leave the discussion open for our patients to come to us if they think they're having a side effect or an issue. And so whether you believe COVID-19 vaccines could have spike protein effects or not, whether you believe the American Heart Association or any of these studies or not, that's not what we're debating. Just don't silence somebody who's asking a question. It scares people to see younger individuals die. When we hear of some of these kids dying in their sleep, kids aren't supposed to die in their sleep. So what could be going on? Now, maybe it is COVID in and of itself. But we're not going to know the answer till we ask the question. And so if Matt Perry had a heart attack and he was very open about his COVID-19 vaccine, it doesn't mean the COVID-19 vaccine caused a heart attack. We don't even know why Matt Perry died. May he rest in peace. But I think it is totally okay for people to ask. We have to have these conversations. Otherwise, nobody trusts medicine. Nobody will trust public health. And the one thing we have noticed throughout the whole COVID pandemic is people were silenced. Doctors were silenced. Health officials were silenced. Scientists were silenced. In science, you're supposed to ask a question. You're allowed to. And I do think we need to have some long-term data looking at hearts of individuals who died prematurely to see if there could have been spike protein issues related to the vaccine. Or COVID itself. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So some of you have been following what's been going on with President Trump. Apparently, Donald Trump Jr. has arrived in court or in the New York court. He has been asked to take the stand in his father's $250 million fraud trial accusing Trump Organization of making the books look like their properties were worth a different amount such that they could qualify for better loans. And I'm not here to debate the logistics of this, but one of our listeners had written to me that he and his wife are starting to have some problems. And she supported Trump originally, now is not in support, and is starting to almost go 180 on her political beliefs, which she has every right to do. And he is asking if that is a sign of her trying to separate from him. And is political discord within a marriage, right, a symptom of a marriage about to fail? It's a fascinating question. Now, you know, me and my husband, we agree on a lot of things, not everything, but we don't have politics a part of our life. We partner on so many other things. You got to be kind of in agreement on how to discipline the kids, on how to raise the kids, on, you know, how to approach the in-laws. Sometimes my husband and I don't agree on everything. You never will. But as long as you agree on the things that matter and you can come up with compromise, you'll be fine. Political discord is interesting because if two people who voted for President Clinton and met in the 90s are middle-aged and now they're differing on Trump versus Biden or RFK or whoever, you know, that's not the biggest shocker. A lot of people who voted for President Clinton, like Trump, Democrats were different back then. The Kennedy Democrat stinks more Republican than the current Democrat. So that's not very shocking that happens. Somebody might like Trump and not like Trump. You don't have to always pick one person every time you vote. You don't always have to vote for the incumbent. You're allowed to change your mind. But my curiosity is if the person is trying to put a wedge in between the spouse and she, and it's easier to cite irreconcilable differences based on political beliefs than saying, I'm not in love with you anymore. And so I don't want to say it's a sign, but it could be. I'm not saying that's what's going on, though. But I guess the question then is how do you know if your spouse or partner is not in love with you anymore? Now, that's kind of frightening. Because if we don't have a true definition of love, or we misdefine it, we could screw this up. So if you ask somebody, young love, these young adults, maybe not in this generation, but when we were younger, what love was, because love is, remember, these Gen Zs are a lot smarter these days. Okay, they think a lot of what older people did was kind of stupid in terms of, you know, meeting somebody, having them your first and only love, and committing to be with them for 75 years. Now, that's not very practical these days. Especially when they saw their parents and grandparents sleep in separate rooms, fight, cheat. Yeah. So, you know, the Gen Zs are a lot more practical, even considering not even getting married. But in terms of, you know, when I grew up, love was you couldn't wait to see the person. You wanted to sleep with them all the time. Always wanted to hear from them. Love doing things together. It was love if you could enjoy hiking with them, if you can enjoy a football game with them, if you can enjoy a scary movie with them, if you got along with their family, if you had the same goals, you guys were in love. And maybe you were. But what if it was more, you know, being horny? Or what if it was you love the idea of having a girlfriend, boyfriend, or everybody else around you was getting married? And that's what you wanted. Not you wanted to marry them, but you wanted to be married or be engaged. You thought your biological clock was ticking. You had to have a kid. This was the best person you were with, so you could start now having babies. And so we're starting to see that a lot of us might not have truly been in love when we got married. So if love was never there from the beginning, it might be a little hard to see if they're falling out of love. Now, what would be a more appropriate definition? Well, love is somebody you think about, you care about, you worry more about their health and their well-being than you? If, God forbid, something was going to happen to them, how devastated would you be? Could you imagine your life without them? It's really hard to put your finger on it. Would you donate a kidney to them? Would you give your life for them? That doesn't mean you don't love a person if you don't want to give your life for them. But, you know, me, yeah, I'd give my life for my husband happily. I love my husband. Does he get on my nerves? Yes. Absolutely. Am I compatible with him on every single thing, every single thought? No, hell no. But I love him. And I'm grateful for him. But sometimes the signs aren't that apparent. A lot of people will look at sex and the frequency of sex. The frequency of sex, there's a lot of other variables. Just because, you know, if somebody has pain, if somebody has poor self-esteem, if somebody does not have a sex drive, that doesn't necessarily mean love. You can love people you're not sexually attracted to. Otherwise, nobody would ever love their family, right? You know, so you could have love without that. However, some people may need that. That might be the sign they need. If somebody is completely revolted by you, or you feel, or you're inferring that, that's kind of a concern. So, you know, political discord should never break up a marriage. Nobody should let politics get that be that important and get that much control and power. Nobody should. It's just not worth it. But if people are starting to get political, it's a hobby for them, or they're really getting into it, if they truly love you, they're not going to let that interfere. And what I would do is talk to your spouse and say, look, listen, you know, politics are for, it's a game. We're not going to fall into this game. All right? Depending on what news station, they tell the news a different way. You can get a different opinion, multiple different opinions on each thing. How are we going to do this? Do we not want to talk about politics? Do we want to find things that we agree upon? But I don't ever want to have a fight with you for something as nonsensical as who's going to be our next president. Well, if you think that's nonsensical, then I don't know what to say. If they kind of get all uppity about that. If they want to make politics that important in their life, and that's the direction they want to go, that might not work for you. But my vote is to not let politics get involved, break up any family bond, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, any of that. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. www.MilitaryTrainingCenter.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.